Kieran McGonigal, you've won the Donegal Half Marathon again. Am I right in saying that's three times?
Yep, that's the third time in a row. It was great to do it. Won the full marathon the year before that too, so I've had a race has been good to me.
Yeah, well, you know the course well. Today, before the race, a little bit of concern about the weather because we'd had some heavy showers, but thankfully things cleared up well.
Yeah, it was this morning. I looking out and seeing the rain and the wind. Now, you don't mind a wee bit of rain, but there was a bit of a strong wind there. And even in the warm-up going out the road, it was quite strong. But, you know, it did clear up. And it, even though the conditions were tough, it was still, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. Good to see the numbers were up. It's an event that seems to be getting stronger and stronger.
Oh, it was fantastic to see the numbers here this year. I think we're close to the 500 mark. It's getting stronger. It's supported by all the clubs. It's great to see everybody out there. You know, it's great testament to the committee. They do a fantastic job organising it, and it just shows by the way it's growing year in, year out. You know, the numbers are growing up.
And one of the other great things about it is that there's a real mixture. You know, there's the elite runners, there's people going for times, and then there was people here, and it was probably their first one.
Oh, definitely. You see the you know, the different levels going out there, racing out, and you see ones, they're still crossing the finishing line here, and it's great to see people just coming out and doing that and just coming out, you know, for fitness wise or just for fun, for the health benefits of it. That's great to see. Running's coming back across the county, and for an event like this, for them to come out and be able to do a run and do a race and get a time, it's great to see.
Now, I think when I was chatting to you last year, I think you were heading off to Chicago or somewhere. So what's next on the agenda for you?
This year, it's actually Berlin now is the target at the end of September. Yeah, Chicago was last year, so it's good to use this race as a good build-up to one of the autumn marathons. So Berlin's the target this year, September.
So today's race, John McElhill of Finn Valley was second, and Mark McPaul third. So local runners all involved.
Yeah, there it was all local coming out there. There was a group of four or five of us going out there. There was two Letterkenny, myself and Carl, and then two Finn Valley boys and Shane from the Rosses. So going out against the strong one there, we were helping each other out there, but it's all local runners, and it's good to see the quality and the times of the guys doing it there.
Yeah. So when did you break away from the rest of the field?
We were all pretty close coming up there past the halfway mark. It was just at the turn there out of Rosheda. I picked it up a wee bit just to on the turn with the wind in the back, and seen who came with me. So I started making a bit of a gap there, and then pushed on from there and just kept it steady then once I got a wee bit of a gap and took it through. And at the last, felt it in the last K because you came up against the wind again, but just kept digging in there for the last K.
Yeah. And overall, I mean, delighted to get another one done.
Oh, delighted to win, especially this year, and getting the shield there to commemorate Desi. It's a great tribute to Desi and a great legacy for Desi, bringing back the marathon, the half marathon. And it was great to see all his family there, and to win it this year, third year in a row, and get my name on the shield is fantastic.
Good race for yourself, third overall. I mean, it's a tight field, good competition out there.
Yeah, fantastic competition. We had a great group there of me, John McElhill, Kieran, and Carl Dugan. We were working together right up to, I suppose, about 10 miles, so we were all working well, and then it started to break up after that then, but after that it was still great competition, like we were all chasing one another down. So it was just a brilliant day for racing.
Now Kernans have come on board and been involved in the sponsorship of events, many of them associated with running, and no surprise because it's a growing sport.
Yeah, it is. Like, you've seen yourself the amount of Couch of 5K groups that's out there at the minute, and every single one of them has big numbers, and you know, more and more people sticking interest in on them, which is great to see, because once you get into it, it's kind of hard to stop.
And today, I mean, we're looking around, we're at the end of the race and there's families here, there's children. I mean, this has become an event, not just purely about running, it's more than that.
Yeah, it's great, like, because when you're out there running around, the amount of people that's out there cheering you on, families, and there's even younger ones there that are shouting you on as well, like, they see your vest or they know your name, they're shouting you on, so it's brilliant, like, it's great to see.
And finally, you're very much involved in the Donegal Grand Prix circuit, and we're coming towards the end of the season there, and again, we've seen big numbers all over the county. I mean, every week there's 3, 4, 5 5Ks.
Yeah, the 5Ks now, you can nearly have one now every night if you're looking for one. There's certainly a lot, but then again, it's still great to see, you know, there are always great competition, like, you'll always have someone, so you're always pushed around to a good time or a good finish, so it's great.
And if you were to encourage anybody to maybe to try it and take up the sport, what would your advice be?
First, I would start with, like I say, a couch to 5K or the park runs there in Letterkenny. They're a great way to start, like, and people find it daunting first coming into it, because I think it's hard, like, but if you ease into it the right way and do it the right way, it's not as bad as what you would think. So anyone out there that's looking to run, go ahead and give it a go, it won't hurt.
Carol Doherty, you have competed in the wheelchair section once again, and conditions out there were testing enough with the wind, but happy enough?
Happy enough with the day, yeah, I suppose. As I say, the wind going out the road is the one, and you don't get the advantage of it coming in Rock Hill because of the trees. So the second half is quite challenging too, because it's very warm with the heat in the second half now. Mm.
Now, many people would know you from events around the county, so how many have you done this year?
I've lost count of the races that I've done. I don't really count them. There's too many to count. See, I've done the Belfast, Full Marathon, I've done the Derry Full Marathon, and this half, and I suppose the Danny McDade 10K, and I've done Lufford Strabane half, Omagh half. I've done a good lot of. I've wants to come up now. I'm doing the Derry half now, 2 weeks time, and then I'm doing the Belfast half a week after that, and then do the Donegal East half after that. So it's all go, and then the 5Ks, I just don't count the 5Ks because I'm doing them on a regular basis. Maybe once a week I'm doing a 5K. Yep.
And in terms of training, you're from Carndonagh direction?
From Carndonagh. I train with Saturday Derry Boat Club, so 3 times a week in there. And then, as I say, if there's a race during the week, I get the 5K race during the week. So 3 or 4 times a week I'm out.
Yeah. And the conditions, I mean, if it's slippery and you're going up and down the hills, I mean, you have to contend with the different things there. I mean, I'm just looking here at the wheels, and how difficult is that when it's wet?
Well, it definitely makes it more challenging. Like, my time last year, I got 76 minutes last year, but this year I got 79, so you can tell the difference in the conditions that it affects the wheels, and it affects your pushing ability, because you're sometimes with the water on the rims, you get them slipping. You get slipping on the push rims as well. So 3 minutes down from last year, but with the conditions of the day, like, you can't compare one race to the next race with the conditions, like.
Yeah. And finally, I mean, it's good to see this is an event that certainly is on an upward curve. Big numbers.
Massive number today, 500. They were delighted with the entries here today. Like, it's getting bigger and bigger every year.